Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you this morning. Do you love the Lord here this morning?
Yes.
Can I get somebody to say amen to that?
Amen.
Lord, we love you because you first loved us. And we thank you because you have given us our call into the body of Christ. Lord, we love you so much because of that privilege. And we thank you this morning. Now, glorify yourself in the message of the Lord. And as always, the entrance of God's word brings light. So let that light shine in our hearts this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, we want to lift up our new standard in 2017. Amen. Now, so the message this morning is titled, Rules of Engagement. Bring your A game. Amen. That's right. You know, so, you know, we're going to go over the rules of engagement, you know, but we're going to bring our A game in 2017. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You say, well, what's that all about? We'll get to that in a minute. And, you know, the engagement in what? Well, first of all, you know, we don't want this passiveness. The Bible says in the book of Amos chapter 6, woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. We cannot sit on the fence. Amen.
Amen.
If you read the story in the book of John 15, all the things that Jesus said there, the first several verses of John 15, it's not exactly about, you know, what people did wrong. It was more about what they did not do. Amen. Every branch in me that is not doing anything, my Father will cut it down, you know, because it withered and it's useless. So it's more, you know, we cannot just sit down and do nothing. We cannot be on the fence. You know, you already, if you don't do anything, you already did something. Amen. So there's no middle ground. We're going to go all out for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. In 2017, it's going to be about, you know, getting fully engaged. And now, let me tell you something also that God is calling us onto. What God has called us onto. God hasn't called us onto this, you know, just, we're just children of God, you know, Lord loves us. Yeah, we know that. But it's a lot more than that. Praise the Lord. Jesus was the Son of God. But it wasn't just, he didn't just come here to say, oh, you know, I'm the Son of God and God loves me and all. So, no, he was on business.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I must be about my Father's business. Even at 12 years old, you know, he was focused and he was on business. Praise the Lord. But of course, prophetically, to enter into that Melchizedek type ministry, he had to wait until he was 30 years old, you know, and so forth like that. And there had to be that, you know, water ministration in the baptism through John and so forth. Some of those are some requirements for those priesthood and so forth. And he did. But once he got in there, he was all business. Folks, hallelujah. And so we're going to be all business. Now, the rules of engagement this morning. And we got to bring our A game in 2017. Now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Now, from the days of John the Baptist until now, Jesus said, he said, look, you know, nobody gonna give it to you. You're gonna have to take it by force. Now, that devil is not gonna, I'm gonna read some scriptures. The devil is not gonna give up an inch by just, you know, rubbing him on the head and so forth. No. Oh, no, 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 no. You know, but we're going to take the fight to the devil. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, folks. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let's first of all establish the fact that we are more than just children of God. You know, we're actually an army of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, an army. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So let me give you some scriptures about that. You know, so to wake us up out of this slumber where we just think, oh, all we just do is just go to church and so forth like that, and just, you know, God loves us and God loves me and so, you know, it's a lot more than that, folks. There's a lot at stake. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, Not saying the Lord doesn't love us. We know that, you know, but there's a lot more at stake than just that. Okay, so let's read 2 Timothy chapter 2. And I'm going to read here from verse 3. Thou therefore should endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You are supposed to be a soldier of Jesus Christ, folks. Not just, you know, I'm a child of God and so forth. No, you know, we are soldiers for Christ. Hallelujah. Now, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, you must endure hardship, hardness, you know. Now, listen to what he said here. So again, trying to train our minds. He said, look, no man that is in a warfare, you know, entangles himself with the affairs of this life, you know, that he may please him. You know, talking about, you know, do you want God to be, you know, delighted in you? You know, to please him, you got to be a good soldier, folks. You know, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Amen. I mean, that's not the kind of message we are used to hearing, but we are hearing it today. God has called us to be soldiers. Hallelujah. He has an army that he's building, and he is called the captain of the hosts. They don't call him captain of the hosts if he doesn't have an army. You know, he and don't think about angels and so forth. I'm not talking about that. They have their own responsibilities. But I'm talking about our responsibility. We must engage in this fight. No more sitting on the fence. Amen. Now, if a man also strive for masteries, you know, he is temperate in all things. You know, you got to put your body on that. You got to be ready. You know, you got to train, you know, and so forth like that. You know, people who are in athletics, you know, they train. You don't just wake up and get on the basketball court and so forth. You train. You know, you train. You walk high. You're in the gym. You're doing all of these things and so forth. You know, so, you know, now. And even when you train and you compete, you cannot be crowned unless you compete lawfully. Amen? Amen? If a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. So there are rules. So there are rules of engagement that I'm going to talk about today. Hallelujah. The rules of engagement in this military action. Folks, that's what it is in 2017. And God asked me to bring this, and I'm bringing it today. You know, so, yeah, we know that God's going to, this is the year that God's going to build us up. But this is the year he's also building his army. Amen. And he's establishing something good for us to establish the kingdom of God. Now, listen to this. You said God wants us to be a soldier. Yeah, there's so many things that he wants us to do. Listen to the way he said it to Jeremiah in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1. And verse 10, you know, this is how he said it to Jeremiah. He said, look, I have established you. I put you in a position to do certain things. And what are the things that God said to him that he's going to do? Well, let's read it. I have set thee today over nations and over kingdoms to root out. See, now listen to these four things that he asked him to do here. Five things. To root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build and to plant. Maybe five or six. I don't know how many things there are in there. But see how he started. Root out, pull down, destroy, throw down. Now those are actions that you have to take against the forces of darkness. Those are actions we have to take against the kingdom of the devil. Now, after you throw down, after you pull down, after you cast down, and after you destroy those forces, then you plant and you build the things of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's how you do it. You know, so now that's not just something, you know, that will just happen without somebody actually knowing what they are doing. So today, we're going to talk about that. The first rule of engagement is to know who you are. Hallelujah. That's why I asked them to sing that song again. I know who I am. But you cannot know who you are until you know whose you are. Let me say that to you again. You cannot really know who you are until you know whose you are. That, in other words, whom you belong to. We are defined, You know, when God defines who we are, it is on the basis of who he is. That's why he defines who we are. If he says, ye are my children, you know, well, you know, that's because of who he is. You know, so if we say we are the children of God, it's not because of who we are. It is because of who he is. Hallelujah. Now, let's not forget that. Sometimes people forget that. Sometimes people, you know, they talk about the church, talk about the bride, talk about this, talk about that. It's not about any of that. It's about the Lord. Always has been and always will be. Praise the Lord. There is no bride without the bridegroom. Forget that. You know, there is no church without Christ. Amen. So it's all about the Lord. Now, but God wants us to redefine ourselves. Well, it's actually not redefined. It's kind of like he said, look, a new commandment I gave you, but not really a new commandment. It's the same commandment before. But so we're redefining ourselves, but not really redefining. We're just going back to what God says about us. Amen. Amen, folks. God says he has called you to be a soldier, and a good soldier at that. You know, so it's not just, you know, we're no longer children to be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine and all these kind of things. No. You know, it's time to grow up. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we must know who we are. Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6 will tell us who God expected the children of Israel to be. You know, he said, you are a kingdom of priests. Hallelujah. If you obey my voice and if you keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure. See, that's what we're talking about today. Obeying and so forth. That's how you become a peculiar treasure. You will be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, said the Lord. And he said, look, he went on and said, look, you will be a kingdom of priests. Read the next verse, Exodus 19 and 6. You know, he wants us to be, you know, unto me. He said, ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. You know, and so forth like that. So this is what God wanted them to be. But they said, we won't have any part of it. You know, we don't want to hear the voice of God. You, Moses, go listen to God and come and tell us and so forth. And they rejected God's call. See, they lost it. That's how Moses became a prophet unto them. You know, now, God told us the same thing again. Peter, writing by the Holy Ghost, quoting this same scripture in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, quotes exactly the same thing and says, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, hallelujah, a holy nation, and a peculiar people. And now those people rejected it, but God is reconferring the same honor unto us again. And he said, look, what I want you to do is to show forth the praises, you know, of him who has called you out of darkness unto his marvelous light. Now, how do we do all of that? Now, before we go on to how do we do all of that, let's also remember what he said. Now, kingdom of priests, royal priesthood, that's the same as kingdom of priests, chosen generation, peculiar treasure. Now, in the book of Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, it says, God has called us to be priests and kings. God was commissioning John to write, you know, some letters and so from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness, you know, the first begotten from the dead, and prince of, you know, kings of the earth and so forth, unto him that loved us and washed us in the old blood and so forth. Then verse 6 says, you know, that he has called us, made us to be kings and priests. Hallelujah. I don't know, you know, I can't get anybody to go along with me today. You know, this is part of the reason why we live lives that are dominated by the devil instead of us being the dominant force. You know, God has called us to be kings and priests, folks. That's what he has called us to be. You know, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, listen to this. In Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 3. Ephesians 1, verse 3. If they put up the scripture for me quickly, then I don't have to scan here. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, not who will bless us, who has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He has already done it, folks. Hallelujah. But most of the time we forget. So I'm reminding us of who we are. That's rule number one. Now, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. He did that already before the foundation of the world. Also, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6. Listen to this. Let me start from verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, God has quickened us together with Christ, and by grace you are saved, and he has raised us up. Not that he will raise us up. No. God has raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places, not with Christ, but inside of Christ. Hallelujah. Some people read that scripture as sitting with Christ. No, we are not sitting with him. We are sitting in him. Praise the Lord. That makes a big difference because, you know, where he goes, we go. Hallelujah. I said, you know, where he goes, we go because we are right inside of him. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, that in the ages to come, my goodness, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness. Well, we are in those ages now. Because this was written years ago. Thousands of years ago, they wrote this thing. Well, in the ages to come. Well, we are now in those ages to come. You know, and God is going to show, you know, the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. He's going to show it. So he's teaching us to remember who we are. You know, but we cannot know who we are unless we know who he is. Now, we already spoke about who he is. Beginning from the Christmas message, we started to talk about, you know, what do you call him? Who is he to you? And so forth. You know, so we know who he is, but do you know who you are? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I mean, just imagine if you lived in a country where your father was king, like a monarch. And if you were, you know, the child of the king, what would you be if you were a son? You'd be what? A prince. And if you were a daughter, you'd be what? A princess. You'd be heir apparent to the throne. I mean, you'd be, if your father was an absolute monarch, you know, controlled everything, you know, and you can't even compare that with the Lord. Heaven and earth belong to him. Hallelujah. And you are a child of him. Amen. You're a child of his. So, look, just begin to think, you know. So, now that you know who you are, let's go to the next step. Knowing who you are and knowing that he called you, you know, to be saints, but he also called you to be soldiers. The next thing is we must understand the mission. That's number two. Amen, folks? I'm talking about the rules of engagement, how to bring our A game in 2017. Now, we've known who we are because of who he is, but now we must understand the mission. What is the call? If we're called to be soldiers, so what is the goal? I mean, what's the target? You know, if you put together a SWAT team, you know, to go after something, there is a target. They have a target and they are briefed and they practice every time. I mean, until they get the timing right, they got to do it again. And they practice and they do it and they do it and they do it because they only have 35 seconds from the time they enter until something happens. And they got to practice. They got to get it right down to the nitty gritty. And when they got it just right, they are ready to go. Amen. Amen, folks. But they must know the mission. And they must know what the target is. You can't just fight the air. Paul said, I'm not like somebody who just boxes the air. I know my target. Hallelujah. You're not just shadow boxing. I know my target. You know, most of the time we're just shadow boxing. You're boxing, praying, something. We don't know. No, we need to know our target. And we need to understand the mission. Praise the Lord. Now, what is the mission then? The mission is to take back the kingdom. Hallelujah. Yeah, because Jesus, you know, I mean, the devil, he talked to Jesus. Jesus didn't argue with him. The devil, he boasted. He said, look, all these things are freely delivered unto me. Of course, he, you know, we know how he got it, you know. And he said, look, if you bow down, if you do this and so forth, of course, the Lord straightened him out on that. But, you know, the devil has been laying claim. Now, you remember, he's a usurper, he's a thief and a robber. And he does not belong. You know, and he has been laying claim to all of the things that should rightly be ours. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So the mission is this. Let me read to you you know, how God prophetically even was talking about it, even from way back in the days of Daniel. Daniel chapter 2. Let's read verse 44 quickly. Daniel 2 and 44. And in the days of those kings shall the God of heaven establish a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And that kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these other kingdoms. Hallelujah. And it shall stand forever. Now this is the kingdom of which we are called to be soldiers. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Again in Daniel chapter 7, reading as verse 13, it says, I saw in the night visions, you see, one like unto the Son of Man. And what happened? He came in the clouds of heaven, and he came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near him, and there was given unto him dominion and glory and a kingdom, and all people and nations and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that we shall not be destroyed. How many of you can say amen to that?
Amen.
Well, you know, that dominion he passed on to us, but sometimes we didn't enforce, you know, the rules, you know. So how did he pass it on to us? Well, you know, before I go on to that, let me read also a few more verses scattered here and there in this Daniel chapter 7. You know, let me read verse 18. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and shall possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Now let's jump to verse 21. I'm just going to skip some of them because of time. Verse 21. And I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. Oh, he did, you know. Until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Let me jump to verse 27. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given. Now listen, we already know it belongs to the Lord, but who is he going to be giving into here? Now, the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven, amen?
Amen,
amen folks?
Amen.
Shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. Hallelujah. Because the Lord already got the victory, he's going to give it to us. Amen. All the glory that the Father has given me, I've given to them. Amen. He got the kingdom and he's going to give it to us. Oh man, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom? That's the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and you know, all dominions,
yes,
shall serve and obey him. Amen. And we're the ones that are going to enforce that, folks. Now we need to get some practice. You know, you got to do this forever. You need to get some practice right now. Amen. The man-child will rule the nations with a rod of iron. But you need to get some practice right now. Now, the practice that we should be having right now is freely described to us in the book of Psalms chapter 8. In Psalms chapter 8, the Bible says that, you know, God has given us, the sons of men, dominion. But we don't seem to be exercising this dominion. You know, it's just, you know. So what am I doing here today? I'm refreshing our memory of, you know, what the mission is to be. Amen. You know, the disciples and some of the Jews and that were around Jesus at that time, they got it wrong. They thought, well, you know, maybe Jesus came to establish some kind of, you know, kingdom like that. You know, he did come to establish a kingdom, but not that kind of kingdom. Praise the Lord. And they wanted to forcibly make him a physical king in a physical kingdom. But that's not what he want. That's not why he came. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Psalm 8 and verse 4. For thou hast made him you visited the Son of Man, and thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and thou hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou made him to have dominion. See, thou made him to have dominion. That's the purpose. God said to Adam, have dominion. Whatever you say is what it is. You call the lion, that's what it is. You call it a tiger, that's what it is, till today. Hallelujah. God actually brought all the animals to him and so forth. Say, well, all right, you know, have at it. And Adam, he just had a few days. Say, well, this one looks like whatever. You know, God put a gift of knowledge upon him. And he, boom, like that. He would just say it. And that's the way it was, you know. And God gave him dominion. And, you know, those animals did not misbehave at all. You know, he had dominion over them. Amen. Even Noah had dominion. When it was time to build the ark and carry all those animals, you know, Noah would say, all right, behave yourselves. Got all the lions and the goats. Can you imagine? Lion and goat together in the same boat. You know, everybody, all kinds, and they all behave themselves. All right, you all line up, lion. Now, male and female. All right, you over here, you over here. And they all obeyed him. He had dominion. Hallelujah. Well, that dominion has been lost. You know, but it is time. Amen. Oh, yes. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, and thou hast put all things under his feet. Well, we don't see that exactly yet, but it is going to happen, folks. We're going to start enforcing the rules of engagement. We're going to enter into what God wants for us. Praise the Lord. We need to take dominion. Take dominion, folks. Hallelujah. You know, but I'm gonna show you how we can really do it. You know, the Bible says that, look, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. I'm gonna get to that in a minute. I'm jumping ahead of myself, you know, but you know, there's you know, we can't really have full dominion until our own obedience is fulfilled, you know. So, but the dominion we must have, amen. Now, let me tell you another thing, folks, seeing that. Some must have dominion, and those to whom it was first preached refused to get it. God is raising up another army. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because there must needs be some that will take this dominion. My prayer is, Lord, pass me not by. I don't want God to pass. He has passed by every generation, you know, for a long time. You know, and you know the way we are going now, well, we better wake up so he doesn't pass us by. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, so we know, you know, who we are. We understand the mission. Now, we need to know the enemy. That's number three. I hope you're taking notes. That's number three. We need to know the enemy. Now, how do you know the enemy? What are the works of the enemy? Matthew chapter 13. And I love those parables that Jesus used to give. And in this particular one, Matthew 13, he gave this parable, you know, and in verse 24 and 25, he's talking about, you know, what God intended and what the devil came and did. Amen? Matthew chapter 13 and verses 24 and 25. Now, Jesus gave the explanation of the parable. You know, we know that, but let me put it to us this way. Let me read it to us. Matthew 13 and 24. Now, he said, you know, there was a man that planted, you know, and so forth like that. You know, good seed in his field. He did that. You know, so. And when he finished planting the seed, what happened? Well, let's see what happened. You know. While men slept. See? Now, he likes to creep in. You know, while men slept unawares. He liked to take some cheap shot. You know, while men slept unawares, you know, the enemy came. And who's the enemy? You have to know who the enemy did. The enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. He just planted, you know, and went. You know, so, and, you know, of course, you know, they said, when they woke up and said, didn't you plant good seed? And so, let's go and rip up the tares and so forth. Said, where did these tares come from? You know, and the Lord said, well, an enemy has done that. I said, well, let's go rip it up then. He said, no, you know, let them both grow together until the time of the harvest. Amen. And at the time of the harvest, there's going to be a separation hour. Folks, we are in that separation hour. You know, there is, you know, enough time to play church. We've had that. That's gone. We are in business now, folks. Amen. Because the enemy is coming down with a great onslaught in 2017. And God must lift up a standard. Hallelujah. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, I, the Lord, will lift up a standard against him. Now, in the midst of unparalleled crisis and trouble around the world, the greatest revival, amen, hallelujah, amen, that has been promised will burst forth. Because God will raise that standard to push the enemy back. We read it last time, you know, last week when we were reading Isaiah 62, and I told you I'm going to tell you about the standard next week. I'm talking about it now. Wherein he said, cast out the stones, make a highway for the people of God, lift up a standard for the people. You know, standard, that's like a banner, an end sign. You know, when the army is going, they, you know, have banner and so forth like that. But it means also many more things. It means like, you know, like if you are an athlete and you are doing high jump, you know, after you clear one, then they lift the standard. Amen. Amen, folks.
Amen.
Or pole vault, you clear a height, then you got to lift the standard. So we are raising the standard to match the onslaught of the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
You know, and enough of this passive Christianity. You know, we got to take the fight to the devil. Amen.
Amen.
Now, so you must know the enemy. The enemy is the one that brings all these things, folks. You know, when the devil gets on somebody's shoulder, it makes them to be angry without a reason against their brother. That's the devil. Because anybody that says a nasty word against their brother, they're in danger of hellfire. And the devil wants as many people in hell with them as they want. I mean, as he will go there. You know, so be careful now. Jesus said in the book of John chapter 10 and verse 10, he said, look, he was talking about himself. Say, I am the door. You know, by me, if any man enter, he shall be saved. You know, and nobody can come in. He said, look, but I, he said, look, this is what the devil comes to do. John 10, 10. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So you must know your enemy. You know, but I am come to give you abundant life. Amen. To give you life and that more abundantly, so that you can have abundant life. Not just barely enough, but abundant life. Not just conqueror, but more than a conqueror. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So, now, let's look at Luke chapter 4 and verse 5. Luke chapter 4 and verse 5. Now, what I just said from verses 5 to 8 shows how the enemy came at Jesus. See? And then, you know, the Bible says that, look, the devil taking him up into a high mountain showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Well, I guarantee you that was a vision. The devil gave Jesus a vision. You know, so, you know, you got to watch it now. You know, the devil, he is cunning. And he came, you know, came to Jesus and so forth, showed him all the moments of time, you know, kingdom in a moment of time and so forth like that, you know. And he told him, you know, I'll give you all this power and I'll give you all these things, you know, and so forth, you know. And, you know, Jesus, he recognized, you know, he can't just dangle something before his eyes and think that that's going to mean anything. He knew the word. Amen. Amen, folks. Jesus recognized who the devil was that was talking to him and giving him those suggestions. You know, like suggestion. It's like, hey, you know, cast yourself down over here, you know, and so forth. He give his angels, you know, pick you up and all that. Do this and do that. All those suggestions, you know. The devil came to Jesus with all those suggestions. But Jesus knew the enemy. Get thee behind me, Satan. Hallelujah. Even one time he said the same exact thing to Peter. Matthew 16, after he said, who is, everybody say Christ is, and so forth, and nobody got the answer right except Peter. And the next thing we know, you know, when he told them what was going to happen, Peter began to rebuke him, you know. This was somebody that just got the revelation about the Christ. Marvelous revelation, which Jesus said, nobody showed you this except the Father. The next moment, you know, a careless moment, the devil jumped upon his shoulder and tried to dissuade the Christ from going to the cross. You will not do that. You are going to be our Savior and our King. You know. And he was trying to prevent Christ from doing. And Jesus, he discerned that devil. And he recognized it. And he spoke right. He looked right at him and said, Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. That's right. So you got to know your enemy, folks. You know, you got to recognize. You know, sometimes we don't recognize. We just think it's just this person doing this to you. No, it's not that person. Sometimes it's the enemy. Amen. So we got to know how the enemy works. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11. This is Paul's testimony. He said, look, we don't want Satan to take advantage of us because we are not ignorant of his devices. Well, a lot of believers are ignorant of the devices of the devil. They're ignorant. You know, when something is happening, they don't even know that it is the devil that is behind it. They just think somebody is doing this, somebody is doing that. Folks, we need to recognize the work of the devil. Amen. The devil is not going to give up his territory easily. So when people, when we preach the gospel and people are resistant to the, there is a force that is behind that. Praise the Lord. And we got to recognize that it is the work of the enemy. Hallelujah. Now, so number four. You have to prepare and train for the mission. Amen? Amen? The first thing is, we knew who we are because of who he is. See? Then, you know, we understand the mission. We know the enemy that we're fighting. We know the target and so forth. But you have to train. You can't just... Now, so, folks, it is time to gear up. Gear up, folks! Amen? Amen? And how do you gear up? Well, Ephesians chapter 6 will describe the ultimate warrior. You know, you gear up. It starts by saying in verse 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God doesn't like weaklings. Be strong in the Lord. Don't be a pushover for the devil. Hallelujah. Stand your ground. And having done all, stand. Be the last man standing if so need be. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't let the devil walk you over. Don't let the devil push you over. And even if he knock you down when you are not looking, you need to get up. Amen. Amen. Get up and get in the fight. Praise the Lord. You know, I've said this before and I love saying it when I talk like this. You know, when that a good fighter may get knocked down in between rounds, you know, but in his corner, he got somebody in his corner saying, get up. Amen. Yeah. Now the devil will say, stay down. And his corner say, get up. Well, nothing wrong with getting knocked down. The problem is, are you going to stay down for the count? Don't stay down for the count. If you don't get up at one, get up at two, counting to ten. Or you get up at three. Or you get up at four, five, six. And you got to get up on your feet and fight. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. Rejoice not over me, O my enemy. If you knock me down, I'm going to get up again. Hallelujah. I am going to get up. The righteous fall down seven times, but he rises again. You know, you may knock me down, but I'm getting up. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord is going to be a light unto me. Hallelujah. I'm never going to stay down for the count. Amen. Praise the Lord. You should listen to the message on the website called Bounce Back. It's a good one. Now, don't ever stay down. Hallelujah. So once you know that, you got to prepare. You know. And in this chapter of Ephesians 6, he talks about, you know, the weaponry that we have. You know, how we should be clad. The first thing that I notice in Ephesians chapter 6, of course, the first exhortation is that we should be strong. You know, don't, you cannot come. Look, God used to tell them, look, anybody that is afraid, let them go home. He told Gideon. When he brought 32,000 folks, he said, look, there are too many. There are just too many. You know, tell the first thing you want to tell them is get rid of the unbelief and those who are afraid. Let them go home. Hallelujah. And let's know who remains, you know. So the first thing is be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You know, so you got to come ready to fight. You can't just come with, you know, I'm just going to do. No, you know, the soldiers don't do that, you know. Put on the whole armor of God. He's going to tell us what the armor is now. This is the ultimate warrior, folks. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So he's going to tell you the armor that you need to put on, but he's also describing to you again your enemy. You know, we are not wrestling against flesh and blood. It's not somebody that is doing this. No, we are wrestling against principalities. We are wrestling against powers. That's wicked powers. We are wrestling against the rulers of the darkness of this world. And we are wrestling against spiritual wickedness in high places, folks. That's what we're wrestling against. Because of all that, you need to take on you the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore. The first thing I notice in this armor is the breastplate of righteousness. You got to have the armor of righteousness on the left and on the right. Amen. Because even the scepter of his throne is a scepter of righteousness. That's where it all starts. Praise the Lord. The psalmist said, lead me in the paths of righteousness. The paths of righteousness, that's what leads to the gates of heaven. Lead me in the paths of, and the devil is always trying to put his own gates to block the paths of righteousness, block you on that path. That's why Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Hallelujah. But you take on the breastplate of righteousness. You have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Now, you got to get your game face on, folks. You got to gear up. This is gearing up time. You know, right across the street, there is that fire station. And when that red light goes up in their station, they gear up. Amen? Oh, you should go there and take a tour one day and see how they do it. They gear up. They may be in their mufti and so forth, just eating in the cafeteria or doing whatever. The next thing, when those red lights start flashing in there, you know, there's something going on. They gear up. In 1 minute, they are ready. And they're in the truck and they're out. Folks, we need to gear up. Amen? Amen. Now, be ready always to preach the gospel. You know, and above all, taking the shield of faith. I love that shield of faith. You can quench anything. Anything the devil throw at you and so forth. Well, you know, but before you hide behind that shield of faith, you know, that's them gearing up. Amen. Before you hide too much behind that, let's look at all the entire armor. Now, that shield of faith can quench it, just about anything that the enemy throws at you and so forth like that. And those Roman soldiers, they used to have this thick thing that was about, you know, somebody's height long, many inches thick of steel that they would have in front of them and so forth. You know, well, you can quench anything by that, you know, and all that. But you take on the helmet of salvation. But we want to go on the offensive. Not just defense. The best defense right now is an offensive game. Amen. Amen, folks. You take the sword of the Spirit. That's the one by which we go on the offense. You go into the Word of God and you begin to apply the Word of God against the devil. Amen. The devil, he can't stand that word. You know, so we got to use the Word of God. Say, for it is written. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, your child falls sick. Anybody falls sick in your family. You say, it is written. Healing is the children's bread. Hallelujah. You come against the devil with that word. You know, don't let the devil push you around. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In 2017, don't let the devil put no sickness on you. Amen. Praise God. You know, that's, you know, one time he said, what is the living doing among the dead? You know, you have the vibrant life of Jesus. The life also of Jesus flowing through your mortal flesh. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's why God has given us wisdom and so forth. And we're going to talk more about that this year. About how to take care of your health and so on. You know, but, you know, praying. You see, these are the offensive weapons. The sword of the Spirit and praying with all prayer. And supplication. Oh yes, sir. In the spirit. And watching there unto the same for all saints, folks. And Paul, he said, look, first of all, the prayers and supplications and intercessions and giving of thanks should be made for all men. You know, so these are our offensive weapons, folks. And we must be ready to go. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So gear up, folks. It's time to gear up. Now, let me quickly go, you know. After you've geared up, then you need to deploy and engage in the fight. You don't just gear up just to go and sit on the bench. No, 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 no. When you gear up, we need to take the fight to the devil behind enemy lines. Hallelujah. Don't let the comfort zone of the four walls of the church, you know, keep you sitting at Amos 6 and 2. Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. You know. In Hebrews 13 and 13, he says, we got to go beyond. Hallelujah. We got to go beyond the camp. Amen? Amen, folks?
Amen.
You got to go beyond the camp. You know, don't just let's not just be easy here in the camp and so forth and sit down and then we think that, you know, that's all we got to do. Oh, no. We got to take the fight to the devil. Praise ye the Lord. Amos chapter 6, verse 1. I said verse 2, but it's verse 1. He said, woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. You know, we don't want to be that way. We need to take the fight to the devil. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, once we engage and we deploy, we're ready to go. But when you are on the battlefield, folks, you know, this is rule number 6 now. Destroy and vanquish the enemy. Hallelujah. Take no prisoners. Amen. You know, you say, well, what's all this military talk? Because this is, we are in a fight for our lives, folks. You know, some people just think that we're just here to play. No, we are in a dog, I don't know if dog fight, whatever it is, we're in a fight for our lives. Praise the Lord. But we have the victory already. Amen. Jesus, the captain of the host, has already gotten the victory. But he's giving us commandment. You know, our commander-in-chief said, go forward and fight. Hallelujah. And it's time to gear up. Amen. Now, we must take no prisoners. Destroy the devil. Cast him out. Don't rub him on the head. Jesus never said we should rub the enemy on the head and be friends with them. Cast out the devil. Hallelujah. You got to cast him out. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, and when you do that, I already read to you in Jeremiah 1:10 all the things you got to do, pulling down strongholds. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 6. Pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, and any high thing that exalts itself against, it can't be above, against, in other words, it brings the knowledge. Your knowledge of God in your life is this way, but there are things that are trying to compete, you know, with the knowledge of God. Bring those things down. Cast down those imaginations. And all the lofty places where the devil is sitting, bring him down. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So that we destroy him, we take no prisoners at all. Now, Luke chapter 11. I got to move on quickly. Luke 11 and verses 21 and 22. Luke 11, 21 and 22. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He says, look, when a strong man keeps his palace, his goods are at peace. But when a strong house shall come upon him, you overcome him. You bind him and take his, you know, and so forth like that. So take from him what he trusted. That's what we got to do. We are stronger than the devil in the name of the Lord. And take no prisoners, you know, deal with him and so forth. And when you do that, number 7, establish and set up the banner. when you claim the land, you put your banner right there. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The first man on the moon, they put the flag of the United States right there. Oh yeah, Neil Armstrong, they did too. You know, when you claim a ground for Jesus, you put the banner right there. Amen. In you shall we set up our banners in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, Psalms 20 and verse 5. Quickly. Psalms 20 and verse 5. If you can put that up for me quickly, I don't have to scan my Bible here. Psalms 20 and verse 5. Okay. We will rejoice in our salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. Hallelujah. So we set up the banner. Psalm 60 and verse 4. Psalm 60 and verse 4. It says also, you know, talking about the banners of the Lord. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. When you, the truth is what destroys the enemy, folks. And you put the banner right smack down there. That's the banner of love and righteousness. You put it down in the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's like branding, you know. There are people, you know, the cattle branding, they brand, you know, those cattle rares, they brand their cattle and so forth. The enemy brands his own, but God also brands his own by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. It is called the seal of redemption. And he has given us an honest of that right now. He said, In Ephesians 4:30, the Holy Ghost is called the seal. You know, you are sealed until the day of redemption. So that's how God brands his own as well. Now, finally, in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12. You know, this is more like a... let's look at what the Lord has to say. He that overcometh, amen, I will make him a temple, a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God and so forth. And there are many more promises like that, you know. And he says, in that place, he said, look, you know, he that overcometh shall sit with me in my throne. Even as I overcame and I'm set with my Father in his throne. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, if you keep on fighting and you don't weary out, you are going to get a reward. Amen. Galatians 6 and verse 17. Galatians 6:17. Let me see if I have that scripture up. You know, this is what the Lord does. He said, look, let no man trouble me. For I bear in my body the marks of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, this is like, you know, the banner that Paul was telling the people, look, I got marks to prove it. Praise the Lord. Nobody should trouble myself. That's a deep message. I don't have time to go into that. But, you know, let me close with this and say, look, this, in this thing that we are in now, this armor that we're supposed to clad ourselves on, don't take it off. Amen. It's like, you know, the breastplate that they were talking about to the priest. He said, look, the breastplate should be on. The priest should wear those breastplates all the time. And the oil should be perpetually, the fire should be perpetually burning. The lamp shall not go out. You know, this is not, you know, you don't gear up one day and take it off the next day. You stay geared up. Amen. Stay geared up. Get in the fight. Because we are already assured of the victory. Praise the Lord. So in 2017, conclusion of this is this. You know, we have established the rules of engagement. And we need to bring our A game. And that goes for everybody. Students, wherever you are, bring your A game. Amen. Don't take second place. Don't settle for less than the best. Hallelujah. Be the best. Because the Lord gave Daniel an excellent spirit. To the intent that he understood dark sentences, you know, and even it could dissolve doubts. And there was nothing, you know, God gave him such a spirit, you know, hallelujah. And the psalmist said, God has made me wiser than my teachers. You know, God will give you an excellent spirit, you'll be above only and never beneath. Amen. Amen. On your business, don't settle for anything else. Be the best that you can be. Be all that you can be this year. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, ain't nobody going to give it to you. You're going to have to take it. Amen. Matthew 11:11-12. The kingdom of heaven from the days of John the Baptist suffered violence. And now the violent are taking it by force. Amen. Well, all of that may sound like, some people say, well, you know, that sounds so, you know, so carnal and so proud and this and that. No, we're just saying what God already said. Praise the Lord. You know, that's how you talk to soldiers. You know, you don't tell them, well, you know, if you go in the battle, well, you may win, you may lose, you know, this and that. You know, you tell them, you go in there and take care of business. Hallelujah. That's how you do it. You know, you take care of business. When you bring the elite team together, you know, there's some other teams that may go in and not get the job done. And if they don't get the job done, then you call in the elite team. When you call in the elite team, you know, you don't need to tell them too much. They know what to do. They go in for a strike. And they're going to get the job done. Praise the Lord. Amen. Strategic strike, folks. No beat around the bush. You need to know your enemy and you need to knock him out. Amen. Knock him out with the armor of righteousness in 2017. Don't let the devil be able to point any finger at you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Clean before my Lord I stand, because I've been washed by the blood. Lift up your hands and let's pray. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for everybody. within the sound of my voice, those that are hearing it now and those that may listen to it later on, in the name of Jesus, those that are called to be saints, we are also called to be soldiers. A good soldier of Jesus Christ must not mess around with things of the world. But it is time to gear up, folks. Today and every day, let's gear up for the Lord. Amen. And let's take the fight to the devil. Don't sit on the fence, folks. And in your families, don't let the devil push your family around. Amen. And in your personal lives, in 2017, don't let the devil push you around. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaiah 52 and 2. He says, shake thyself from the dust. Ain't nobody going to do it for you. Do it for yourself. Shake thyself from that dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Lose thyself from the bands. Don't wait for nobody to do it for you. You lose yourself from the bands around your neck. Because you should not be bound. The spirit of sons of God are the spirit of liberty. And where the spirit of God is, there is liberty. You should not be bound. You cannot be bound by sickness. You cannot be bound by disease. You cannot be bound by failure. Hallelujah. In 2017, we will rise above obstacles. We will rise above obstacles. Hallelujah. We will take the fight to the devil. We are going to win souls for the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, if you target any soul that you target in 2017, don't take no for an answer. Hallelujah. Remember, the devil will not give up his prey. You will have to take it from him. You take that soul from the devil, first of all, by prayers, by supplication, by intercession, and then with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. You target that soul, whether it's your family, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's anybody that you know, you target that soul for Christ in 2017. They are coming in. Hallelujah.
Yes.
They are coming in. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Let me have the praise team back on the stage. Oh yes. 2017. God will build up. And he will give us a great harvest. Hallelujah. Also in your personal lives. You will be above only. And not beneath. Praise the Lord. You students, as this praise team are coming. Listen to me again. As you start this new semester. Don't settle for a B. When you can get an A. And don't settle for an A. When you can get an A plus. Hallelujah. If there's ever anybody in your school, now I want the students to come forward. All the students that are here, come forward. I'm going to pray for you right now. Students in any level of schooling, come forward right here. There's anybody ever in your school that ever got an A plus? They don't have two heads. Amen. Are you listening to me, folks? They don't have two heads. If anybody ever got a 4.0 GPO, they are not better than you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm speaking to the students right now. For you to be the best that you can be in 2017. For the glory of God. Hallelujah. Do it for his glory. Amen. Now let the students rise and I'm going to pray for you. All the students that came forward, stand up. I'm going to pray for you. Actually, I'm going to just speak the word of God into your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. God, I already prayed for you before today. Now, Lord Jesus, see all these students. I speak success into their lives in Jesus' name. I speak above and beyond into their lives in Jesus' name. You will not be average. You will be above.
Amen.
And you will be beyond.
Amen.
I speak an excellent spirit into your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And even for the higher students, you know, whether it's those difficult classes, you know, they're like dark sentences. Well, there is a spirit that understands dark sentences.
Amen.
God put it upon Daniel.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I confer by the grace of God, the word of God, that upon you, that spirit to understand dark sentences.
Amen.
The spirit will even dissolve doubts in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let the people who are in business come forward real quickly. Students can step back. I want the people that are in business come forward real quickly, because in 2017, if you are any kind of enterprise, you come forward. And if you are on the stage and you have enterprise, leave the stage for a minute and come and stand in front of me, because I'm going to confer something by the grace of God on you that God is going to do for you in 2017. Hallelujah. Now lift up your hand, those of you who are standing here. You are in enterprise, you have any kind of enterprise and so forth. 2017 is your year.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The heavens will never be brass when it concerns you in Jesus' name. And let me tell you something too. Anytime it looks like it is brass, you just repeat the word of the Lord. Amen. And especially if you come into this place and spread your hands in this place before the Lord. Amen. We already prayed about that. And I spent some time, I prayed, I said, Lord, your people, when they come in this place and they spread. So those of you who are here in business, I want you to spread your hands in this place before the Lord. Father, Lord, any time that your people come in this place and they spread their hands before the Lord, if the heavens be brass, Lord, hear from heaven and move upon their businesses in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, you know, sometimes you couldn't do anything. Maybe you couldn't even make a sale. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. The Lord is going to be so marvelous and surprise you.
Amen.
You will do more than you think.
Amen.
Because one time, Peter, just one night, he struggled all night, couldn't catch any. In one moment, the Lord changed everything.
Amen.
You have struggled and the Lord has seen it.
Amen.
But now he will bless. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now, you may not be in business, but you may be in your jobs or whatever. Now, I want to pray for the people on jobs. You know, they said the economy is this and so forth. You're afraid of losing your job or whatever. Let me pray for those who are in jobs. You stand before me for just a minute, those who are in jobs. Or maybe you are looking for a job. Or you are looking for a better paying job. Hallelujah. You know, one time Jesus said, say not in your heart that there are yet 4 months to the harvest. He said, it is now. Right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't begin to think, oh, God will do it in June. No. He is going by the sound of my voice. The angels are going to operation already. You are not going to wait 4 months before God will do this thing. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, the Lord will give you, according to the multitude of his mercies, the desires of your heart in Jesus' name. But you got to be bold. You got to want more. Amen. Some people will never get more because they don't ask for more. You know, they say, well, you know, I got $10. That's fine. Well, you know, maybe he want to give you 20. Praise God. Hallelujah. God will give you more. I'm speaking to the wise people. We're not just talking numbers here, but I'm speaking to the wise people. The wise people know what I'm talking about. God is going to give you more. Because he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. But first you must ask. And you must think about it. Ask or think. Ask it, think it, God will surpass it. Amen. In 2017, God will surpass it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to ask for the people in ministry to stand before me. And I'm one of them, but I'm the one that's going to say the prayer. You are in ministry. Want our ministry leaders to stand here. And those who are representing GMI or some whatever other ministry that you are in, you stand here. Hallelujah. Because God is going to do something. Hallelujah. You know, we read last week, he said, look, I will no longer give your corn to be meat for your enemies. That which you have labored, you are going to reap it. This is the year, folks. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare that God will begin to break forth for us in the ministry on the left and on the right. In the name of Jesus Christ, as it is written, though thy beginnings be small, yet in 2017, the latter end shall begin to greatly blossom. Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus Christ. And all the efforts that you are putting forth into the ministry, they shall not be unrewarded.
Amen.
This year, they shall be rewarded.
Yes.
You will reap into the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Why? For the glory of the Lord. And the Lord said, I should ask you this question right now, those of you who are here. Anything that you do in 2017, the question is this: is it for my glory, saith the Lord? Is it for my glory? Do you want more numbers for my glory? Do you want more souls to be saved for my glory? What is it you want? Is it for my glory? That's the question, saith the Lord. Lord, it is for your glory. Thine, O Lord, is the glory. Take the glory, Lord. Take the preeminence. Glorify yourself in the work, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we must walk while it is yet day. And our meat must be to do the will of him that sent us and to finish his work, in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord give us that grace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody put your hands together. Hallelujah! 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 Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Amen and amen.